welcome back. And now we will move into another kind of deposit, especially for individual, which we use very often, which is your saving account. So what is the definition? It's a deposit account which has some restrictions on number of withdrawals and also the amount which you can withdraw during the specified period. Of course, with private banks and having a large balances, this kind of restriction are removed to a large extent. But still, this for no frill account and things like that, these restrictions are still there in place. This is a saving bank account is normally there to encourage savings and are very much focused on individuals. And normally, an individual begins the relationship with the bank by opening of the saving bank account. Now, who opens a saving account? An individual, someone who intends to keep balance less than 50,000 has to give photograph and all. If any balance exceeds 50,000, then the full KYC needs to be done. The reason why for less than 50,000, a lot of relaxation on KYC is there, so that this is part of the Government of India initiative where for financial inclusion, they want more and more people to have bank accounts, and therefore they have relaxed a lot of requirement of KYC, but they have put a limit of 50,000 rupees balances. In saving bank account, you could have variety of saving bank account with other many features, as a result of which minimum balance requirement must be made aware. So which type of account you are opening, you should be very clear what is the minimum balance requirement. And if any charges are going to be levied, if you don't maintain such balances, minimum balance, then as a customer, you should be very well informed about it. And the bank official must ensure that you are updated and take acknowledgement that you have been informed. So, account cannot be opened in the name of government department except the primary cooperative credit society. No frill accounts can be opened with no or nil balances. So, zero balance account can be opened, but it is also called as no frill account and which has a lot of restrictions. Saving banks helps with a low operational cost primarily. And for grant subsidy, saving account in the name of government department can be opened. So how one operates the saving account? So if you need to deposit a cash or buy a check, you have to fill in the paying slip and then go to the teller who will acknowledge the receipt of either the cash or the check by stamping on the paying slip, which is a proof or an acknowledgement that you have submitted to the bank. You can also deposit the check in the cash drop box. Primarily, there's no restriction on amount which can be deposited. No third-party checks to be deposited in the account. The banks have to verify the signatures. All possible arrangement to be done in case of ill, physically injured, handicapped person. Service charges can be levied if it exceeds permitted number of transactions. And no overdraft is given on regular basis. Exceptional cases, some overdraft is given, but that is very rare in saving account. Additional deletion of name. So you, at the request of the joint holder, all the joint account holders, addition or deletion of names of joint account holders, or allow an individual deposit to add the name of another person as a joint account holder is possible in saving bank account. Checkbook. So when the checkbook gets over, customer should fill in a checkbook requisition. In today's time, one can go to an ATM and order a checkbook, or the website or internet banking and order the checkbook. But primarily that is called checkbook requisition. You should ask for checkbook and only then the bank will issue the checkbook for you. For saving bank account, the bank becomes a little conservative and does not issue a checkbook with more than 20-25 check leaves. Checkbook can be printed in Hindi English, and the checkbook is sent via courier just to ensure that the addresses are correct in the records of the bank. Any dishonor of checks of rupees 1 crore or more than 4 times a check is dishonored in a financial year for want of sufficient fund, then the bank will not issue any further checkbook to you. Fresh checkbook is to be issued only against the checkbook requisition. Banks will either give you a passbook or a statement. In case of statement, the full name, address, telephone number of the branch and the customer has to be printed. cost of providing passbook or a statement is absorbed by the bank. They cannot charge you for that. Passbook is kept with the bank for updating. Bank has to issue, if the passbook is kept at the bank for updation, then they have to issue you a token as acknowledgement. Passbook of customers should be under custody of responsible officers, and entries in the passbook should be correct and legible. Interest. Interest is paid on the balances in the account. Now with opening allowing by RBI, some banks pay even more interest than others, so that flexibility is there. It is on daily product basis. Some interest can be payable quarterly or longer. Interest is credited only if it's 1 rupee or more. That means for low balances account, if the interest does not amount to 1 rupee, then no credit takes place. Banks can give higher interest at their own discretion for any amount less than 25 crores. And for employees, retired person, 1% extra interest can be given by the bank. And obviously, interest should be rounded off to the nearest rupee. Precautions in opening a joint account. There are no restrictions on number of accounts you open. Account holders in a joint account. Account pay third party checks should not be collected. Cash should be exercised while collecting the checks for large amounts. That is but natural in banking. Transactions should be scrutinized by bank to ensure that joint account are not used for benami transactions. Monitoring operations in new accounts. So any new account opening by default gets into a monitoring mode, especially for first 6 months to a year. So the RBI says you must have a system for monitoring it. And if there are any suspicious transactions as per the system, if the system throws up a possible suspicious transaction, then the bank should inquire more into the transaction, and if required, go to the third party bank also to check the details. Large amount, of course, gets into the lenses very fast, and verification of instruments, deposit, paid should be done under ultraviolet lamps if required, just to see there is no tampering. So you need to monitor closely all the cash withdrawals. Any withdrawals more than 5 lakh and above needs special attention by the bank. All signatures done by the drawers should be verified by the bank. The bank should have custody of the specimen signatures. Normally with the system, now it's available as part of the system. Supervision over issue of checkbook and custody of blank checkbooks must be there. And issue and custody of tokens, due care has to be taken. Payment of interest on accounts frozen by bank. So many times saving banks can be frozen by enforcement authorities. Bank may continue to pay interest and credit the interest to the account. Inactive or dormant accounts. If there is no customer initiated transactions for 1 year, account is classified as inactive. And if there is no transaction for 2 years, account is classified as dormant. And any transactions once the account is identified as inactive or dormant are subject to greater checks, but natural. If there are very little balance left, then these are accounts which are more fraud prone, and the banks can freeze the account in case required. Charges. If a minimum average quarterly balance is not maintained, then the bank can levy a service charge. And at the time of opening the account, charges that can be possibly levied is informed to the customer. And in case there is any change in the charges, then the customer must be informed by the bank. Transfers. Depositors of senior citizen savings scheme may transfer the account from one deposit account to another on payment of transfer fee, and the transfer fee is rupees 5 per 1 lakh rupees for first transfer, 10 per 1 lakh for second transfer. Fees received is to be credited to the government account. Stopping operations. So in case a depositor dies, the operation is stopped. If there is insanity of the customer and details are provided to the bank stops the operation of the account. In case the customer has become insolvent for some reason, then it is stopped. Any garnishee order obtained from the court, they stop it. Or receipt of notice of assignment of credit balance in the account of customer to a third party. So a third party has put a case under the court of law and got an order that whatever credit balance is there should not be allowed to withdraw by the customer, then the bank stops the operation on that account. Closing of account. So all account holders should write to the bank. When you say all account holders, is primarily if in an account there are three joint account holders, then all three of them have to sign and write to the bank. One check should be signed in blank for transferring of closing balances. Bank may also request to close the account if customer is no longer a desirable person, primarily at the issuance of court orders, and account has not been operated for the long time. If the customer cannot be traced, the balance is placed in the unclaimed deposit account. Statement of correspondence sent to customer is returned undelivered many times, then also the bank can close the account. However, in addition to individual, there are certain organizations that can have your saving account. So which are these organizations? Primary cooperative credit societies financed by bank, Khadi and Village Industries Board, societies registered under Societies Registration Act of 1860, companies under Section 25 under Companies Act. So Section 25 companies are no loss, no profit companies, so they can open a saving bank account. Companies whose entire income is exempted from income tax, they can open a saving account. Government departments in respect of grants, subsidies released can open a saving account. Organization involved in women and child development, self-help group, farmers club can open a saving account. So this is organizations that are apart from individuals who can open a saving bank account. Financial inclusion as part of the drive by RBI and Government of India to get more and more people into the banking setup. A huge initiative on financial inclusion has taken place. So, banks are advised to offer basic savings bank account facilities to all these people. Account should not have a minimum balance requirement. Facility of withdrawal of cash is only through ATM so that they don't come to the branches. No limit for number of depositors that can be made in a month. And all facilities will be provided without any charges. So, there is a separate category of account which is called no-frill account, primarily used for financial inclusion, where all the facilities under no frill account is given to the account holder without any charges. So this is a special initiative by RBI and Government of India and has to be treated as such by all the banks. With that, we also come to the end of the saving bank as a deposit account, and in subsequent chapters we'll take more into it.